I clenched my teeth, refusing to break in front of him. I suddenly didn't have the energy to argue with my brother, not anymore. My mother had said her piece, and I was forbidden from going to the surface. I was forbidden from going to Colin. Nothing I said to Caspian now would change that, and nothing would take away the pain settling into my chest. Because my mother wasn't bluffing. If I went to the surface again, it would be the last time. She had enough power to make sure I never left this palace without her knowing it, and to keep any mare restricted to the city, if their leaving posed a risk to us all. If I disobeyed this time, I wouldn't have a chance to do it again. I tore my gaze away from my brother's furious glare, and I fought back the lump in my throat, as the truth burrowed deeper. Colin was gone. I couldn't see him again. That last kiss we'd shared tonight, that would be the last kiss, ever. Maybe I could slip away one final time to say goodbye, but after that it would be over.
Leah,
Caspian's voice softened. I just want to...
I've heard enough.
My own voice sounded weak and shaky.
You've won. Leave me alone.
And with that, I swam away toward my own chamber. If I was smart, I would stay down here no matter how much it hurt. But I needed to see Colin. I had to go to him, even if it was just one more time. And if it was going to be the last time I surfaced. What if there's a way we won't have to say goodbye? My eldest sister kept watch while I visited friends at the shipwreck. Ever since my mother had ordered me to stay beneath the sea, my siblings had been vigilant, watching me whenever I ventured out of the palace. No other adult mare were as beholden to their parents as we were, but such was the life of a king and queen's children. I'd have given up my birthright and my place in the palace without a moment's hesitation, if it meant having the freedom my friends did to swim where and when they wanted. Though even other mare didn't have the freedom to surface without scrutiny, there was too much fear of the land people. Surfacing once in a while didn't attract much attention. Even if I weren't royalty, my frequent visits to the land would have had me confined to the city sooner or later. There'd been a time when I'd understood that, when I'd agreed that anyone so reckless with their own safety and the safety of our people should be kept down here, by force if necessary. Things had changed, though. I had changed. And right now, I was desperate to make one last swim to the surface. While I mingled with friends, I kept an eye on my sister. As soon as her back was turned, I darted away, hoping speed and shadows were enough to take me out of her sight. But I wasn't heading for the surface this time. Instead, I headed toward a trench that every mer knew and avoided. The sea witch's lair was deeper than the realm of the mer. There wasn't a mer alive who hadn't sneaked out this way in their youth, proving their grit by getting as close as they dared to the witch's trench. Caspian had gone into the trench and disappeared over its lip, diving for all he was worth, while the rest of us had stared in both terror and awe. When he'd returned moments later, he'd proudly held up a smooth rock he'd said he'd picked up from the very bottom. He'd seen the entrance to the lair itself and described it in great detail to all who would listen. From then on, no one could truly call themselves brave, unless they returned from the trench with a stone. Of course, Caspian had been soundly punished upon our return. We all were, after our ventures into the trench. But he'd always said it was worth it. He still had that stone, and he treasured it. 5 years later, when my own friends had begun making those dives, no matter how much our parents tried to dissuade us, everyone had told me I should stay back. The sea witch was dangerous after all. And though I'd been 15, just like the others, I was smaller. I was also faster, and I'd spent my whole life being told I was too young and too small, so I'd refused to stay away. Swimming for all I was worth into that treacherous trench, my greatest fear had been failure. That I'd dive down, let fear get the best of me, and return without a rock to prove I'd been to the bottom. I hadn't returned with a stone. I'd returned with a corroded piece of metal from inside the sunken ship the sea witch called home. And like any mer who wanted to live, I hadn't been back since. Not until now.